This is the 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. In its celebration of Abraham Lincoln and Ulysses Grant and its strong Union loyalty in the Civil War, the state of Illinois is closely associated with the cause of freedom for enslaved people in the 1800s. Now, as we've discussed on the show before, Illinois' actual relationship with slavery was much more complicated than that, and there were fierce debates around and after statehood, and versions of slavery persisted well into the mid-1800s here. But despite that, Illinois was also a beacon of freedom to enslaved people, and there were a lot of Illinoisans active on the Underground Railroad. Many of those stations, so to speak, have been lost to history, but no matter where you go in Illinois, you are not too far from a place that played a role in the Underground Railroad. Darcel Rocket has been writing about those sites for the Chicago Tribune, where she's a life and culture writer. Among the many pieces she's published on this is a travel itinerary for connecting with this piece of our history. She joins us now to talk about planning a trip to visit sites on the Underground Railroad around Illinois. Darcel, welcome to the 21st Show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, if you have one of these sites near you that you think should be more widely known, 800-222-9455 is the number to join our conversation today. All right, Darcel, let's start with a bigger picture. Why should Illinoisans travel across the state and check out these historic sites in particular?
Wow, well, there's just so much history, and this is coming from someone who really didn't define herself as a history buff, but I feel like it's one of these, you know, you scratch a little and so much is revealed. So I feel like it's educational. It's, you know, good to get out, you know, before the mad rush inside because winter is a coming. But again, it's really educational, and there's so many people that are willing to share this knowledge with everyone. So why not go?
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So let's talk about a potential itinerary. We're going to imagine a 3-day weekend trip starting in Chicago, ending in Alton near St. Louis. And let's begin. There's a site that was once a farm in Chicago. What's the significance of that?
The significance basically, it's so many levels. The owner who owns it now is a Black family, and they bought it from another Black family. So it's continuing that kind of thread through history. But the actual Tun Farm itself was, you know, founded by Dutch settlers who, you know, you remember things like South Holland and things like that. You're like, where did they get these names? But those people were in that area, and the Tun Farm did their part because they helped a lot of the freedom seekers who might have been coming through that territory on their way, be it through Wisconsin, through, you know, Michigan, through Ohio, however they see fit, that's where they help them. And it has a lot of history. And the great part is there's, you know, regular tours, and Ronald Gaines, who owns it, is open to having those conversations and open it to, you know, venues for people who want to have, you know, family gatherings. So what better place, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the Tun Farm is part of, is it the African American Heritage Water Trail? What's that?
That is a great experience if you're a water person, even if you're not, but you can get in a kayak, a canoe, and make your way, you know, I think it's like 7 miles of waterway there. And it runs right behind the Tun Farm and the Chicago's Finest Marina. And you can just kind of take in nature, enjoy it. You know, obviously you have to have the skills to make sure you don't tip over, which I don't have a lot of times, but it is just a great scenic way to, again, experience, you know, the autumn colors and, again, the history. And there's so much from the 7 miles from, you know, the marina and going forward.
Yeah. Somewhere in the Mackey archives is a canoeing merit badge from Boy Scouts, but that was a very long time ago. all right. So let's take our trip. We're going to head south on Interstate 57 and stop about an hour south of Champaign is a place called Oakland. And there's the Dr. Hiram Rutherford House. Who is Hiram Rutherford?
Hiram Rutherford goes down in history as a trained doctor in kind of pioneer land, right? But his claim to fame is he was the abolitionist who was actually helping freedom seekers in their court case to be free. I know you guys remember, if you hear the Matson trial, that is him. So Abraham Lincoln was everybody knows him again as the great emancipator, but he took this case on behalf of the slave owners. Mm. So that's why it's so historical. And the docent, her name is Kathy Party. She is brilliant in like sharing all this information. It's a brilliant house. They even have Dr. Rutherford's late wife's mourning gown that she wore, and it's like over, you know, 100 some odd years old, but it's there in the house for people to see. And it's just so much. I mean, across the street, it was his own little small like office, his little doctor's office. And just to see, you know, his ledger that he wrote in and the devices there, it's just kind of awe-inspiring. So just takes you back.
Well, speaking of the great emancipator with an asterisk, as we've been talking about, if you want, you can head across Illinois then toward Springfield. And there's some sites that you talked about people visiting in Springfield.
Yeah, Springfield, again, plethora of information. Obviously, you know, Lincoln was there, you know, he's buried there. There's tons of things to see. I know the old state capitol is currently under construction, but you can always go by, you know, and kind of see where history was made. That was, you know, kind of a lot of a central place for a lot of debates that were going on and cases that were made. But again, the historic site that it's like a throwback in time. So it's a little, you know, swath of area where all the homes, you know, are still standing, you know, from Lincoln's time, including his home. But Jameson Jenkins' lot is basically catty corner across from Lincoln's home. And that is where, you know, this man who, there's so much history with that, but he was, you know, connected with Lincoln. You know, like I said, he's believed to have used, you know, help freedom seekers on his own. So there's a lot to be seen. And the cool part about that area is, again, you can, you know, utilize your phone. There's apps in which you can kind of take a walking tour. There's also like people who actually give tours, I think, at Lincoln's home. So it's, you know, half a dozen on one, half a dozen on the other. But again, educational, informative, who can say no to that?
Yeah, no, and the Lincoln home site, I mean, for people who've never been there, it's part of the National Park Service. They have, mm-hmm. I'm assuming we don't have a government shutdown, calling back to our earlier conversation. Typically, they have, you know, Park Service rangers with the Smokey Bear hats around to sort of guide people. Sometimes they have reenactors doing different things there. That's a great spot. Let me take a moment to remind listeners, this is the 21st show. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with Darcel Rocket, who's a life and culture writer at the Chicago Tribune. She's been writing a lot about the Underground Railroad and stations from that here in Illinois. And one of the pieces she published this week is a travel itinerary for connecting with this aspect of Illinois history. I want to take sort of a bigger picture, sort of step back question, because I know a lot of these sites have been lost to history, right? You're kind of, you have mm-hmm. to stand there. It's like visiting I visited Gettysburg once. I got to say, I look at the field. I have a hard time connecting with history like that, as opposed to, say, the Lincoln home, where you can see where Lincoln actually stood. You can, or when I visit like Independence Hall in Philadelphia, and you think, wow, George Washington sat in that chair. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which of these sites do you think are best for sort of sparking that emotional connection with the past?
You know, the funny thing was, I have to say, the New Philadelphia historic site, right? That, again, you know,
one of the newest national parks. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So that just got, you know, okayed to be a national park. So this, you know, this history keeps moving, right? So that just got okayed in December of last year. So it's not too long ago that, you know, but again, this is the area where a freed Black man who freed himself, well, actually freed his wife first from bondage by paying her, you know, whatever price that would, you know, be back in the day. And then he subsequently went on to buy the freedom of like over a dozen of his, you know, family members as well as himself. So he was always known as Free Frank going on. He changed his name to that. Frank McWhorter is his name. And that's a history I feel like Gerald McWhorter and his wife, Kate Williams, really kind of elaborate in. They have a book out about New Philadelphia. But the site itself, you go by, it's really kind of tucked away. It's in Barry, Illinois. And on a beautiful fall day, right? It's like a little kiosk, so it has tons of information at the kiosk, but you can download an app. And when you get out of the car and you park, it's like you can follow the app along and it tells you stories. So basically you're using your phone. It's an audio experience, but it's a visual experience because you can kind of guide your phone and where you put it. You know, this is where the blacksmith shop was. This is, you know, where the barber shop was. And they'll tell you a story and it tells you, you know, so it almost feels like you're there. So sights and sounds, but it's this beautiful, like, almost like a grand prairie of like beautiful flowers and a path, you know. So it's, I feel like it's both ADA accessible if you want to take that jaunt, and it's also, you know, just a beautiful, serene area for you to kind of take in that history without being rushed. You know, you're always looking at time and things, but you can just kind of bask in the history there.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Gerald McWhorter, who we've had on the show. He's I think a U of I professor, if I'm not misremembering that. But you talked to other descendants of freedom seekers. How do they feel about the way this history is being commemorated?
No, that's a good question. I think I was more concerned about getting their aspect of, you know, their history, more so like, what do they think about like going forward? I will say that those who've spent years, like 20 plus years researching this information, they are gung-ho to be included in the Underground Railroad Task Force that just passed legislation. So I think that's forming January 1st of this coming year. And that is to make sure that this history is all connected, you know, making sure that, you know, the regions, right, where all this information, like say Jacksonville, is connected with maybe that, you know, that's in, you know, Oakland, that's connected, you know, in Springfield, and making sure everybody is aware. So it's less, you know, pockets and more of a full, you know, Illinois picture.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I think we have time to talk about one more stop before we are out of time on our program today. Let's say you want to end, as I mentioned at the beginning, in Alton, Illinois, down near St. Louis. What should visitors do there?
Wow. Alton has a lot of things. It's really cool because you can go into the, you know, tourism bureau there and basically, you know, sign up and take like a 2-hour tour. Anything better than a 3-hour tour, right? Boom, boom. long story short, they are known for having the only Miles Davis statue. I want to say is it the nation? I think it might be the nation because, you know, Miles Davis is, you know, from Alton.
His birth home. Yeah.
I did not know that. Yeah, exactly. But I personally, again, I'm a city girl, right? So the fact that anytime you can see the majesty of the Mississippi, I mean, you go, it's right there. So you always take that in. It's kind of awe inspiring. But, you know, there's food, there's tons of information. And the cool part is, you know, Charlotte Johnson, who is one of the, again, one of the long-term researchers of this history, she is really inviting as far as if you want to, you know, learn more, she can definitely give you more. And it's eye-opening. But again, there's so much knowledge. And I just want to make sure that, you know, don't be afraid of it. You know, reach out. People are willing to say, okay, if you have a moment, swing by my house, let's talk. And so that's always a good thing. I don't want to, like, send everybody to her doorstep, but Alton has tons of things to do. And even the 2-hour tour, like you even go by the, I think it's Trumbull. And my mind might be a little blurry, but the 13th Amendment guy, you go by his house. And so that was, you know, I was like, wow, all this is in, you know, this is in Alton. So things like that, that you're not really aware of. And of course, Elijah, Lovejoy. Elijah Lovejoy's monument is there. And just if you take the tour, you can even like, whoever's guiding the tour can kind of tell you who's there. And just to see some of the stories, even just that maybe aren't as big as Elijah, but they themselves have a part of, you know, the freedom seeker story and African Americans and their perseverance is this something to behold. And I think everybody should partake in that.
Darcel Rocket is a life and culture writer at the Chicago Tribune. She's got a bunch of stories out this week on the Underground Railroad and its connections to Illinois. Darcel, thanks so much for being with us and sharing your reporting with us on the 21st show.
Well, thanks for reading and thanks for calling. So appreciate it. Read on.
Read on, absolutely. And that is all the time we have for our program this week. Thank you for being with us. The 21st Show is produced by Christine Hatfield, Kennedy Vincent, and Jose Zepeda. Our intern is Nick Boyven. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Again, thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.